My name's Stacey Stringer, and I'm a senior at the University of Oregon, anticipating to graduate in June of this year with a major in public relations and a minor in communication study from the School of Journalism and Communications. As a graduating senior, I thought it would be appropriate to pass along some tips I've picked up along the way to other public relations students on how to write a solid cover letter and resume that stand out. With so many PR students out there fighting for these great jobs, you have to find a way to set yourself apart from each other. So, let's begin with cover letters. Cover letters are a simple letter of introduction. The purpose of this letter is to explain who you are and why you're writing to this employer. Most hiring managers only glance at cover letters because they usually have 50 or more to read. So your letter should be about 3 to 4 paragraphs long and no more than one page. There are 4 key topics that I think you need to address within your cover letter. 1. Why are you applying for this position? 2. How did you learn or hear about this company? 3. Why are you the perfect candidate for this position? And 4. Who will contact who? A lot of employers really look for those persistent employees that will get back to them and get at them and get at them and get at them until they're just about the most annoying person in the world. But they know that you want that job really bad. So let's go over some characteristics of a strong cover letter. Firstly, you need to make sure that you do some research and you figure out who to address this letter to. You can't just say to whom this may concern. Do your research, find out who to address this letter to. Make sure that you have verified their title and their name and spelled it correctly. It's a little bit of an insult to spell the director of public relations and communication for the company's name wrong. Next, organize it visually. Make sure it's a pleasing letter, it's formatted correctly, and look for a textured satin paper to put your cover letter and resume on so that when the employer is holding it in their hand, they can tell you put in a little extra thought into the fact that they now realize that you went above and beyond and they're going to remember your name even for that little itty bitty thing. Double check your grammar and spelling. Have someone else look it over. In the PR world, if you spell something wrong, your cover letter's going in the trash. They won't even look at your resume. And make sure that it is no longer than one page long. This is your way to express who you are and really advertise yourself. But you need to make sure that it doesn't put someone to sleep. So let's go over a few components of a cover letter. At the top of the page, you should have the date and then your contact information, followed by a salutation to a specific person. Dear Mr. Jones. Next, you're going to go into your introductory paragraph. This is about you. You as in the employer. So you need to specify why you're writing. Identify the individual or individuals who referred you. This is where I think that it's appropriate to drop a few names. Some people may disagree with me, but when it comes to finding a job, it's all about networking. You can ask any professional today. It's all about the connections you have. So by dropping a name of someone you know in that organization, the employer now knows they have a second reference to you and your credentials, and they're going to take advantage of that. Next, you need to pay compliment. Perhaps this employer came and spoke in one of your classes. Let them know that that was the presentation that sparked your interest in this company and made you want to become a part of their team. Next, make a connection between you and the reader and identify yourself with the values and missions of the organization. Prove to this employer that you hold the same values as their organization does. But do your research. Make sure that you understand all aspects of this organization and things that are going on in the future for them so you can touch on it and spark a conversation. Next is the body of the letter. This is about you. You really need to advertise yourself. Do a little bit of personal marketing here. Elaborate on your strengths as they relate to the employer's needs. Be honest and provide specific examples that demonstrate your knowledge and experience. Refer to your enclosed resume, and then wrap up by identifying your potential contributions to the organization. You really need to sell yourself in this portion. And lastly is the conclusion. This is about you and the employer working together. Reiterate your interest in the position and the organization, and suggest an action plan. Request an interview, an informational meeting, but identify that you want to get involved and you want to move forward with this. You're not just handing them your cover letter and resume and going to let it sit there. Indicate that you're going to call during a specific time. provide additional contact information, and express your sincere appreciation and enthusiasm for them taking the time to read your cover letter and take a look at your resume. Generally, you can use your first cover letter as a template for other cover letters. You don't need to erase everything you've written and start from scratch for your next employer that you're going to. Tailor it to the next employer. Change your introductory paragraph and maybe a few things in your body letter and your a little bit in your conclusion, but generally you can use the same format in every cover letter, but you want to double check that you have the right information for the right employer. Give it to someone else and have them look over it so you can double check. But now let's dive into resumes. A resume is a marketing piece. Make sure you list your achievements, awards, accomplishments on your resume. These are the facts that will distinguish you from other qualified candidates. Your resume should be an advertisement addressing the needs of the potential employer and not an autobiography on yourself. Make it easy to read. Employers spend only about 20 seconds scanning the 50 to 100 resumes per position that they get. With an easy-to-read one-page resume, this enables the employer to read your entire resume and not just a portion of it. Employer's primary goal is looking at your resume is to find a legitimate reason to throw it in the trash. So consider that your resume is your voice and can speak volumes on your behalf. Keep it clean, make it easy to follow and accurate, and focus on significant successes. But be yourself. Don't try to pad your resume with experience that isn't there. Emphasize the good work and experience that is there. Try to convey who you are as a person and as a professional to the best of your ability. For graduating students, the format which I feel fits best is to put your name big and bold at the top. Try to find a fun way so that your employer sees your name and remembers it. Stay away from PR gimmicks like portraying a resume as a press release. This is just plain cheesy, and I'm sure the employer won't appreciate it. Under your name should be your address, phone number, and email address. Make sure you use a professional email address, not hotchick86@gmail.com. Also, make sure that your answering machine on your cell phone is appropriate and professional. You will lose credibility if your message says, "Oh, yo, hey, what's up? This is Stringa, hit me back, Holmes." You'll definitely stand out, but more so as an office joke rather than the ideal candidate for that position. Make a subsection of your education. At this point in your career, you should not have any information from high school. It is irrelevant at this point, unless you won some outstanding award in high school. Under the education subhead, you should have your university degree, your major, your minor, your GPA, only if it's above a 3.0. If it's not, don't worry about putting it on there. And then when you anticipate to graduate. Your next subsection should be your relevant skills. This is a few brief bullet points of the skills that you've acquired relevant to your work in the field of public relations. Discuss social media tools you've mastered, computer programs such as InDesign, Photoshop, and Excel. Discuss your writing ability and any other type of skill that you may have acquired. Next is your experience. You want this to not necessarily be in chronological order, but rather the most impressive experience which relates to the job you're applying for. Start with the position you held, where you held it, the city and time period you held the position, and under that, 3 to 4 bullet points summarizing your duties relevant to the PR position. You want to have descriptive bullet points. Use active bold verbs such as manage, supervise, facilitate, advise, collaborate, and execute. These words will get your skill level across while catching the eye of the reader. You shouldn't have more than 4 organizations or companies listed under your experience. Pick your top 4 that will show off your skills the best. I always follow up with a volunteer experience so that the employer knows you're active in your community, and it also gives a sense of who you are and your interests outside of work. If you don't have enough room, this is the section I would suggest to leave out. Remember, you're selling yourself on paper. Make sure there are no grammatical errors. Read, reread, edit, and pass it along to some other eyes to see. The world of PR, if there is one grammatical error, your cover letter and resume are going to be the first to go in the trash. I hope that these tips help you and give you some more confidence as graduation is looming around the corner and we all start to apply for those PR positions that we want to land. Thanks for listening to my podcast on how to write a solid cover letter and resume. For more information and more tips, please check out my blog at www.stacystringer.wordpress.com. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.